Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Tahrimi Matlil Ghaniyi Bihaqqin Talabahu Sahibuhu. The chapter on the prohibition of a wealthy person delaying the payment of his debt. So here what this chapter is speaking about, very important thing, especially in today's time and age. A person has got the means to pay his debt. He's owing someone money. He may have purchased some goods from someone. He may have ordered something. Or that person may be his staff member that he needs to pay. Or he person may be his landlord, and now he's the tenant, he needs to pay the rental. Whatever payments need to be made, whether it's a qard, a loan that he has taken from somebody and he needs to be repaid, or whether it's a business transaction and the amount is due, already due and payable, the amount is already due and payable. It's not such that the person has been given 30 days or 60 days. The year where the amount is due and payable, or it's a loan that needs to be repaid, and he's got the ability to repay, but he's just delaying in the repayment. In other words, we'll see to it later. And sometimes the person ends up going for Umrah and Nafil Hajj and etc. He goes overseas for holiday with his family. And people that are owed money are being pulled, so to speak. In other words, they're not being paid their money. So here this chapter is a very serious chapter. This is a prohibition from the side of Deen, from Islam, that a person who is able to pay his debts, he must pay his debts. He mustn't unnecessarily delay in paying what he owes. Because remember, there's such a thing as mort and there's such a thing as debt. So one is a person is delaying paying his debts, D-E-B-T-S. But if debt, D-E-A-T-H, overcomes him, then he'll die having debts. So this is a very serious thing. Therefore, Sharia emphasizes that if you got the ability to pay, pay. Don't unnecessarily delay. This is becoming a culture because of the West, etc. The more time we take, or the more longer we take, the better it is for us. The better our cash flow will be. So therefore, let us take long in paying our debts. This is not the style of a Muslim. The style of a Muslim is that every night he tries to go to sleep debt-free. He tries. If he's owing, he'll make a niyat and he'll make an intention that as the quickest possible time I want to pay off my debts, even if it means me curtailing my lifestyle. My lifestyle is such that I must go and have a holiday, or I must have such high eating standards, or I must go out to eat, all these unnecessary things in deen. Actually, many of these things are not even permissible for a person to do, going to wrong places, etc. So he must cut his lifestyle, reduce his expenses, and pay off his debts. This is the spirit of a Muslim. So this is what this chapter is speaking about. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. In Surah Nisa, Allah Ta'ala says, verily Allah Ta'ala instructs you to return trusts to their rightful owners. And one trust that we speak about is those financial or monetary rights that the person is owing people. That the trust that he's got with him, one is he's got a trust with him, one is money that he's owing people, that he needs to pay people, that they also he should fulfill it. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَإِنْ أَمِنَ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا فَلْيُؤَدِّ الَّذِي اِتُمِنَ أَمَانَتَهُ. In Surah Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala says, if you trust each other, then one who has been entrusted should fulfill his trust. When somebody sells something on credit, he's selling it with trust. He's giving it with trust. When somebody is leaving something with you as trust, he's expecting you to look after it and to fulfill the trust. You as a Muslim, what you should be doing is you should fulfill that trust that has been entrusted to you. So there's one hadith Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought under this chapter. A small hadith, but it's sufficient for a person of intelligence, a person who's got taqwa in his life. One hadith, one advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is sufficient for him. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam qal, matlul ghaniyyi zulmun, wa idha utbi'a ahdukum ala maliyin, falyatba'. Muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the procrastination, the delaying of a wealthy person is zulm, is oppression. A man has got the means to repay, but he's delaying. Although they say, tal matol karna. Person is dilly-dallying. He's making excuses unnecessarily. He's delaying. And he's just going on as though there is no tomorrow. So this is not something that is right. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, the procrastination of a wealthy person is oppression. If a wealthy person undertakes to pay your debt, then accept his undertaking. Take the debt upon himself. Then the other hadith is saying that that person is being owed the money, he should accept this undertaking. For example, I'm owing Hanif my money. A third person comes, Maulana Sharif comes, and he says that he will pay the debt on my behalf. So Hanif bhai is told in this hadith that accept that undertaking. In other words, now you claim your money from, you claim the money that I'm owing you, you claim it from Maulana Sharif. In other words, this is known as a person transferring a debt. How he's doing it is another third party came and he offered, and listen, the debt that I am owing, I will undertake it. So this is what the second part of the hadith is saying, that if a wealthy person undertakes to pay your debt, then accept his undertaking. Oh, creditor that's being owed the money, accept the undertaking. There's someone that is willing to undertake to pay the debt, except to take the money from him. One thing that we learn from here is that when a person is owing money, then this should be a concern for him, this should be a worry for him. Not that a person just carries on and he doesn't worry about it. Our Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib, he once asked his Ustad Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, the head Mufti of Darul Uloom Deoband. So he once asked him, he said that I got a culture, I got a habit, that I read a lot of Quran Sharif and I build up the Sajda-i-Tilawat. Sajda-i-Tilawat is those Tilawat or those ayat that you read in the Quran Sharif that becomes necessary for you now to make a Sajda. That is known as Sajda-i-Tilawat. So what I do is I build it up to approximately about 30 and I make all one time. Is that okay or do I have to make Sajda-i Tilawat immediately? In other words, when it becomes due, I make it. Or is it okay if I have this policy where I build it up and one time I make all my Sajda-i Tilawat? This was the question that he had asked him. So as the Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi gave one simple answer. He said, Kya maut ka koi barosa hai? Have you got any guarantee of death? In other words, that you're going to live to do all those 30 one time. If you got something that you need to do it immediately. Now the same policy should be with us as far as our dini matters is concerned. And the same policy should be with us as far as our financial matters are concerned. Don't delay it. I'll sort this out later. I'll sort that out later. How often you hear of a person passing away and the family don't have a clue what this man was owing, what this man was owed, what was his... Even his light account, sometimes the family don't even know what is the light account, the light meter number. They don't even know where the ID is kept. They don't know anything about this person. Why? Because in his mind, it's still got long time to live. We'll sort out all the estate and we'll sort out the will. We'll sort all these matters out later. And suddenly, maut comes and now the whole family, that or the people that are administering and assisting with the estate, they are suddenly at a loss. They don't know where to start because they didn't know what this person had. So a person who is intelligent, he'll be ready for maut any time. He knows that maut is such a thing that can come to any person at any time. It's not dependent on an age. It's not dependent on how fit and how healthy a person is. Whenever Allah Ta'ala wants to take a person away, He'll take him away. So therefore we should be ready for maut. And one of the ways to be ready for maut is whatever we're owing, try and fulfill that debt. So that those people that are administering our estate also become very easy. But this is an estate that hardly got any debts. Got no debts. How lucky, how fortunate is a person who has no debts. So this is something that shouldn't become part of our culture, that we just build debts and carry on pulling people. Our culture should be such that when a thing becomes due, we try and pay it as soon as possible. In fact, this is a Western culture where no, we'll pay end of the month. In other words, I received the invoice today, I say, no, we'll wait end of the month and we'll make payment. So there's no such thing as have to wait to end of the month. If the invoice came today and I got the money today, in the spirit of this hadith, I must pay it today. I don't delay it till the end of the month. If it's due today, it must be paid today. This must be our style and our policy. We unnecessarily don't delay payments, as this hadith is saying. This is zulam. If a man delays payments unnecessarily, payments that are due, and he's got the means of fulfilling it, then he is causing oppression. He is part of zulam. And we don't want to be part of oppression. We want to be part of those that assist people, are kind to people, good to people, not those that oppress people. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.